Adventurous Morning Show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, TJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
Something sound a little crazy, though.
It does sound a little off. It's
like airy, like no bass.
Yeah, like an echo chamber in here.
I don't know.
Does it? Let me see. Check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2. It sounds okay to me.
All
right. No, not really, but whatever. It's Tuesday morning, man.
That's right.
If you don't hustle, you don't eat. Wake your punk ass up, okay? Make something of your life this morning. Wipe the coal out your eye. Huh?
Well, good morning to you, sir.
Yes, good morning. How's everybody doing?
I'm doing pretty great. How are you doing, Yee?
I'm doing pretty good, too.
I feel great. My book is
once
out.
Once you make it through Monday, you feel good.
Yes.
My book is out in 14 days. Drop on the Clues Bombs for that. Damn it.
That's I already amazing. Had somebody ask me about where they in the book.
Yeah, people was...
Where should I?
Texting me yesterday.
Somebody from a label.
Oh.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, somebody already said it. I was like, I don't know.
Are they in the book?
She's in there a couple times.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
She's in there a couple times. But the book is Black Privilege, Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It. Be out April 18th, or you can pre-order now. Whatever
it's a tell-all.
It's not a tell-all. It's 8 principles that I learned in my life that I'm going to share with the people.
Okay.
Your Uncle Sharla. Your Uncle Sharla has lived a little, kids.
Well, I'm going to find the juiciest parts. And I'm going to put it up and I'm going to be like, get this new tell-all book.
The funny thing is, I mean, it's really nothing you probably never heard before because, you know.
Tell-all is kind of hard up here because we kind of tell-all
exactly.
Every day.
Yeah,
on
so
the radio.
It kind of is a tell-all.
I'm a very transparent individual. I don't really keep much to myself. And if I'm keeping it to myself, it's only because I haven't gotten around to tell somebody yet.
Right.
That's all.
Well, can I ask you guys a question?
Sure, ask away.
I don't want to get specific, but have you ever gone somewhere and didn't ask the price of something? And ended up at the register, and then you felt like you had to buy it, but you didn't know it was that expensive.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
No.
And the reason I know is because when Yee pulled it out, I told you exactly what the price was, because I checked it beforehand, and I was like, oh, you didn't know. Then you was like, yeah.
I bought something, but the only reason I bought it was because I had no idea it would be that expensive, and I was at the register.
And you had to do it so you didn't embarrass yourself.
And they told me the price, and it was too late to back out.
By the way, I reserve the right to not spend my money. Okay, I don't care if it's the last minute. If I'm not feeling comfortable with it, I'm pulling back.
That's a good question for later on, because when you pulled it out, I knew exactly the price. She was like, how did you know the price? You bought it? I said, no. I said, I checked the price beforehand. I said, what, you were stuck at the register, huh? She was like, yep, they got me. I knew exactly what you were talking about. We're going to talk about that later, because they almost got me. All right, well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what we talking about?
We'll talk about some new words added on dictionary.com. Have you ever been hangry? Also, we'll discuss the explosion that happened in Russia, killing at least 3 people.
Okay, we'll get into all that and more, so don't move. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. We are The Breakfast Club now.
I can't wait for telling why you're mad this morning.
Well, tell them why you're blessed as well. If you feel blessed, maybe it's your birthday, maybe you just want to spread some positivity, you can call us right now, 800-585-1051. But right now, let's get in some front page news. Congratulations to North Carolina. They won the men's national title. They beat Gonzaga 71-65. Congratulations to them.
Drop on the Clues Bombs for the North Carolina Tar Heels. I mean, they're not the South Carolina Gamecocks, but, you know, salute to them nonetheless.
Right. And also, congratulations to Patrick Ewing. Now, Patrick Ewing's been trying, I think, to get a head coaching job for the longest time. He finally got one. He is the new coach of Georgetown, which is the college he played for. Yes.
Also,
Allen Iverson played there. I think
Dikembe Mutombo.
Alonzo Mourning.
Legendary coach John Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
That's who Patrick Ewing will be replacing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw some people... saw Jay Williams, my man Jay Williams. He was saying he doesn't think that's a good move because he said he doesn't think that Patrick Ewing has what it takes to put in the grind that coaches put in.
Really? I don't know.
Yeah, because coaches got to go and they got to go recruit players and things of that nature. And he said that, you know, when you're used to living that luxurious NBA lifestyle or the luxurious lifestyle of an assistant coach, you don't have the same duties as the head coach.
No, I don't know.
Well, I think it's a wait and see. Let's see what happens.
Now, Pat be out and about. He's been grinding. He's been wanting a head coach job, and he's been out. He's been campaigning. I see Pat all the way. He's been... I think he'll be out and
do that'll be impressive for any student that might want to go to Georgetown. Patrick, you want to come to recruit you?
Well, Georgetown's a big name.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big name. But still, if you have, obviously, if Georgetown's recruiting you, I'm sure some other big name schools are.
I would hope these kids respect Patrick Ewing.
I think they will.
I think they respect Allen Iverson a little more because he's closer to their generation. But
yeah, but he's still a legend.
He still got sneakers
especially
out.
Especially for Georgetown.
He still got sneakers
and
out.
He does
Listen,
have sneakers
I love
out.
Patrick Ewing, but that's my era. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's my era, too. All right, well, let's talk about you ever see him in a barbershop? He's been in a barbershop a lot.
I used to see Patrick Ewing when I used to live in Fort Lee, New Jersey. I used to see him all the time.
Yeah, he still be here.
Yeah.
He'd be in a barbershop.
Looking like his knees hurt, walking in the CVS.
He does look like his knees
look
hurt.
He looks like his knees is killing
He's
him.
7'10".
You guys will never have that experience to know what that
Thank
feels
God.
Like.
Thank God. And guess what? As a short person, we live longer. That is a fact.
Yeah.
Short people live longer than taller people. That is a fact.
Oh, okay.
Look it up. Google, kids.
All right, now let's talk about
what
the
were you
dictionary.
Looking up benefits of short people?
Right here. What made you look that up?
I mean, because...
I'm little. Benefits of little people.
No, because I read things that don't necessarily pertain to me. So when you read things that don't pertain to you, you run into that kind of information.
Well, little people pertains to him. Now let's talk about the dictionary.
All right, now the dictionary, dictionary.com has added 300 new words. Among those words, 420, bitch face.
What?
Yeah, they added that in the dictionary.
Bitch face?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Dabbing has been added. Friendversary. Smackdown also. Hangry, because I know you get hangry sometimes. That's when you're hungry and you get angry because you're so hungry. Sext, because a lot of people sext each other, and words like that.
Okay.
Mic drop was added. Kush.
Mic drop. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know Kush wasn't in there.
Okay.
All right, and...
Is the definition of Kush weed?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right, and of course, in Russia, in St. Petersburg, Russia, there was a train explosion that killed 11 people and also injured 51 people. Four of those 51 people are in critical condition. They have identified a suspect. I cannot pronounce his name, but I'm going to try.
Okay.
Akbarjan Jalilov. All right, so they are trying to figure out who this person has ties to. They have described this as a terrorist act, but they have released no specifics on what group they feel is responsible, and no group has claimed this attack as their handiwork yet.
Okay.
Really sad. So our condolences go out to everybody and the families of those who were killed and everyone injured.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. Tell us right now, why are you mad this morning, E?
Because this computer, I've been having issues with... First of all, the laptops they have for us in the studio are atrocious.
Yes, rinky-dink.
So every day I come in here and there's something wrong, it takes 10 minutes for the computer to turn on. Mm-hmm. I have to hold the button down for about 10 minutes. And then for some reason, I don't know who comes in here and uses it, but it's unplugged. I can't find the plug to plug it in, so I can't even have it charged up to turn on. And I've been having this issue now for months.
Sounds like first world problems to me.
Seems like
I'm just trying to do my work.
All right. Well, tell them why you're mad. If you're upset, 800-585-1051. Maybe somebody pissed you off. You're having a bad morning. Maybe your computer's not working. Whatever it may be. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, good morning, yo. This is the Mad Rapper, son, for real.
I'm mad, and I stay mad. I stay angry. I stay heated. I stay pissed off.
Tell them why you mad. Breakfast Club, let's go.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is David from Portsmouth, man.
Dave,
just want to say...
Go ahead, bro.
Yo, man, I'm mad because y'all play Bryson Tiller every morning at Exchange, man.
I heard that on the way into work this morning.
I've already voiced my concerns about that to the powers that be. They told me that that was not the case, but it's absolutely the case.
I'm talking about my girl been gone 2 years. She ain't never coming back, man. It breaks my heart every morning.
Wait, what happened?
Is it playing at 6:55?
Did it play this morning?
you have some bad memories attached to that song.
Of course, man.
I'm sorry
been,
to hear that,
I've been
man.
Waiting for her to come back. I give all myself for her, but
all right. So let's dedicate Bryson Tiller's Exchange to your lady.
All right, man. Anastasia is for you, baby.
I know if they say you love something, let it go. If it comes back to you, it's yours. But if it's 2 years or more, I think it's a wrap.
Hello, who's this?
It's John from Long Island.
Tell him why you're mad.
Hey, I'm mad a little. I'm a little mad that the New York Knicks did not give Patrick Ewing the head coaching job. Mm. I wanted to put the heartbeat back in the garden. I swear I think Ewing was
dope.
Perfect for the job.
Yeah. Him or Mark Jackson, I think, would have been dope.
Yeah, you know, I just think, you know, it's a good look Georgetown because that's his old alma mater. But I just wish that the Knicks wouldn't have passed on him.
I mean, it's a stepping stone, though. He might go to Georgetown for a little while, get them cooking, and then move on to the pros.
That's true,
hey,
too.
Hey, Charlamagne, I just want to shout big ups for the book, man. I can't wait to go get my copy.
Thank you, sir. April 18th, Black Privilege is out.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Donna from St. Louis. Is this Charlamagne?
This is Breakfast Club. Charlamagne's here, though.
Hey, good morning. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, Charlamagne?
How are you, baby?
I'm great. I just want to call to tell you that I love you, and I think you are like a great transformer, and you should stop being so mean.
A transformer?
Transformer.
Like an Autobot?
I think you transform your look. You look great. You don't look the same how you used to look.
He glowed up.
Well, thank you, baby. I appreciate that.
But you are really, really mean.
Okay, but apparently you love it.
I do love it. I love Charlamagne. I'm obsessed with him. And I'm from St. Louis. You know we're rough here.
So maybe you shouldn't have him change being so mean if you love it.
Mean is, it's all me being mean is subjective.
Well, you know what we call him? We call him the lovable ass.
Well, you can't say that.
Or maybe you could just let up a little bit.
I'll think about it. I'll think about it just for you, okay?
Okay, please do. And I love you so much, and I'm so excited that I talked to you.
I love you too, boo. Go shave your legs this morning, all right?
Make sure you get his book, all right?
Have a
blessed day. I don't shave, and shut up, bye.
Oh, yeah, go buy my book. It'll be out April 18th, baby.
How you gonna tell her to shave and then go buy the book?
I gave her some good advice. Shave your legs and then go buy my book. That's some great
you
advice.
You can shave while you read the book.
There you go. All right. Tell them why you're mad.
Or you could do laser hair removal, which I did yesterday, by the way.
It does hurt.
I thought it was going to be less painful as there was less hair, but they actually turn up the strength of the laser as the hair so they can get rid of it more, and it hurt.
I mean, you got some hard-ass hairs. No, for real, when they turn up the laser?
No, that's because they do it all the time. Like, they do it, the first one is not as rough, and then they turn it up as they proceed. But the other thing is, you should never go do any of those things. No waxing, no laser hair removal right before you get your period, because it's more painful.
Wow.
At that time. Just so you know.
Well, hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Pete in Jacksonville.
Now, Pete, you were at work, a guy threatened you, and you did nothing?
Yeah, man. And now I got to come back, and I got to beat him up.
You can't beat him now.
On the way into work, I was listening to Jadakiss and Nas show discipline. You showed discipline. You was at work, bro. I ain't mad at you for that.
You want to keep your job, right?
I know, but, you know, it's a man thing.
He said, I worked out. That bothered you all night, didn't it?
Yeah, all night. I couldn't sleep. So
Don't let your pride make you lose your job, man.
Yeah,
you're
going to
feel
ego.
So stupid if you go there, lose a fight and your job.
Ego is the enemy, bro. You should read this book by Ryan Holiday called Ego is the Enemy.
What did he do to you?
He was just talking smack, and then he got up like, well, we can take this outside. And I just said...
And you said, no.
I said, I just started cussing, try to look hard.
You were scared, though.
You tried to look hard?
No, I wasn't scared. It's just, I got a baby on the way, you know, if I lose my job.
All right, then. So relax. Check your ego, because what's going to happen is you're going to put hands on this man, you're going to get fired, and then you're going to get home and realize it wasn't even worth it. So relax.
I'm going to tell him to take it outside the gate.
Listen, it's too late now. The moment passed.
It's been passed, all right? You already look soft. Let's let it go.
All right.
Tell him why you're mad. 800-585-1051. Or if you're blessed, call us up right now. Tell him why you're blessed. Spread some positivity. Maybe it's your birthday. 800-585-1051. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
Okay.
Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051.
This is a celebration.
It's the Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Quay from
Indiana. Hey, Quay. Tell them why you blessed this morning.
I am blessed because I've got this really great opportunity for a new job.
Okay, tell us about it.
So I've been having a lot of issues at the job that I've been at for almost a year now. A lot of issues with management. I had to talk greasy to one of them B-words and everything. So I've always just been applying for jobs that I know I can get, you know what I mean? So I kind of went on a whim and applied for this management job, and I actually got it.
Congrats.
So it made me feel kind of good. Like, dang, I got to trust myself more because I'm not going to steer myself wrong, and I need to go for it and stop just being so comfortable with what I can get. You know
what
I mean?
There you go.
I agree with that. And you know what?
It makes me feel good.
Congratulations to you. There's a lot of people out there that go home and complain about their job every day. Yeah. Oh, I hate my job, but they don't do anything about it. I'm glad to see that you made moves.
And it makes it worse for me because I work third shift, and working third shift with a toddler doesn't really work, you know, and my job doesn't really understand that. And it's like, you know what? I'm not about to mess with y'all. Y'all not about to keep growing in my mornings. And it's like, here I am just getting off work, but I'm still in a good mood because of this. This is a really big opportunity for me, and I'm really excited.
Well, congratulations.
And it just brings me back to my mom. She always said, I never choose. She's like, you never choose. You just take what's handed. But this time I chose, and I got exactly what I wanted. So well, you know, shout out to mom.
You know, destiny's not a matter of chance. It's a matter of choice. So push through, boo.
There you go.
Hello. Push through, boo.
Hello, who's this?
Keisha.
Hey, Keisha, you feeling blessed this morning?
Yes. Last month we found out my mom was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
Sorry to hear that.
Oh, that's awful. I'm so sorry.
And she's in her 70s, and she's taking this chemo like a trooper. No side effects or nothing. So I'm just blessed that God has his hand on her.
God bless her.
Amen. Thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hey, tell them how you blessed.
Yeah, man. So today makes 3 years that I've been at my current job, and 3 years since I haven't had to do any kind of illegal activity. 3 years since, you know, I've been good, just where I've been making a straight income, and I feel blessed knowing that I died something bad before, and now I'm in a good space. I got a good family. I got a 9-month-old. I got an 8-year-old.
You got a second chance.
Yeah, you know, I was always been working, but like I was doing something the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? And now I'm 3 years in my new job, and I feel blessed because, you know, I could have been in a different space.
Okay.
So, and I mean, I really appreciate, you know, having my family. And Charlamagne, I totally relate to your book, my man. The name of your book, at least, the you know, opportunity comes through creating.
That's it, baby.
I feel like I gave myself the opportunity to do something better, and I took a chance, and I'm doing other things too. So I have two jobs. You know what I mean? I'm making a little investments here and there, and I feel blessed today, man, going to work knowing that.
Have you pre-ordered the book, sir? Have you pre-ordered the book? It'll be out April 18th.
Hey. I already shouted your book out. I'm getting there, right?
All right, yeah. Calm it down. Calm it down.
Thank you. I'm just making sure. Don't talk to me about it. Be about it, okay? The book will be out April 18th. Black privilege. Opportunity comes to those who create it.
All right.
I like this energy that I'm hearing, and tell them why you blessed this morning, because I hear a lot of people out there creating their own opportunities.
There you go. Now we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, we are going to talk about Young Thug. He actually is blessed. And we'll tell you why he's blessed this morning. Also, we will be talking about Mel B. Now, we've been talking about her divorce with Stephen Belafonte, and now she has some other claims about what he did to her.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Young Thug was having some issues with cops raiding his home, and they found weapons and drugs. He was charged with felony cocaine possession, felony marijuana possession, and 3 counts of felony gun possession.
Young Thug?
Yes, but they have dropped all of the marijuana charges, as well as other, well, just the felony drug charges, because the lawyers are arguing that they overstepped their boundaries, the cops, with an illegal search warrant. So because of that, there won't be any charges for those drugs.
Yeah, they dropped all the charges. Every last charge. Mm-hmm. The gun charge and everything.
They dropped all Young Thug's charges?
All of them.
Man, Young Thug knows somebody that know roots, man. Somebody got roots on that whole situation.
I feel like that never works either.
You run up in a rapper's house named Young Thug, you find exactly what you're looking for, weapons and drugs, and all the charges get dropped.
It was an illegal search warrant.
Illegal search, which seems crazy.
Who am I to knock Young Thug and his blessings? Drop on the clue.
That's why I said Young Thug is blessed.
Absolutely.
I guess that's a blessing. I'm not going to say God had anything to do with that situation. But what I'm saying is, keep your house clean from now on.
All right, Floyd Mayweather is upset. Now, I'm sure, Envy, you can relate to this.
Yep.
He's upset at the judges at a youth cheerleading competition over the weekend. He's saying that they cheated his daughter's team out of the title. It was the Jams Cheer and Dance competition. And he is going off on the officials because his daughter's team finished in second place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here is what the event announcer had to say.
Floyd walks right up to me and he started getting this crinkle in his nose, and he said, no, there's cheating going on. There's some cheating going on. I want to figure out what's going on. Who are these judges? What are their credentials? What are they all about? And I said, Floyd, it's not about cheating. They judge on what they see right there on the floor. Each team has the same amount of time and they just judge what they see. He goes, no, I fund this program. I fund this program. He goes, all the kids should be getting, you know, treated equally, and they should get a fair opportunity. I said, everybody got a fair opportunity. Your daughter's team just didn't get first place.
Basically, what Floyd Mayweather was saying.
I paid for first place.
Exactly. I spent a lot of money here, and my child should not lose. But I will say this. Floyd Mayweather is consistent, because he's like that with his fighters, too. If his fight, if a fight don't go in his fighter's way, he always accuses the judges of unfair practices.
But there's nothing wrong with questioning the judge. If you feel something, you could ask questions. But what the guy said that I didn't like, you didn't play that part. He was like, yeah.
He felt like he was going to hit him.
I thought this was going to be my payday. I thought I was going to get paid because I thought he was going to hit me because he was so aggressive. Like,
we have that audio if you want to hear.
You're looking for a payday, bro.
I mean, you can't be
what
mad.
What the event announcer said. Here's what Jeff Kraft had to say.
He's very passionate about his daughter taking first place. He's so used to taking the gold or whatever he's doing. He's so used to winning that when he funds something, when his money's attached to it and it doesn't win, he definitely is not happy. I thought he was going to get physical for a second. Verbal, it did. Cussed a little bit. Nothing crazy.
You can't be mad at him for feeling that way. I mean, Floyd Mayweather is a boxer.
He's passionate.
He's a boxer. If a boxer runs up on you or a wrestler or a UFC fighter and they're being aggressive, you think it could be physical.
It doesn't matter. You could be passionate about your child.
Well, I don't know that he wanted a payday. He said nothing happened. He said he wanted a payday in order. He said he thought he was going to
get a payday, yeah.
Like if Chris Rock runs up on you and he's being aggressive, you're not going to think Chris Rock going to hit you. Because you're not used to seeing Chris Rock
actually did run up on Envy.
And we kind of had a
word. You scared?
That's a good example.
Did you think he was going to hit you?
I got to get into this last story right here for Rumor Report. Mel B and her estranged husband, Stephen Belafonte. Now there are other claims. Now, there had been rumors that he had been physically abusing her. There was one time she was on X Factor. She actually had to skip a day because, and they said her face looked all swollen and she was scratched and bruised up. Well, now in Mel B's declaration, she's talking about a horrific story of abuse at the hands of her husband. Now, she talks about the night of her Dancing with the Stars finale. She said she was getting ready at home and he put both of his hands around her neck, started choking her, and slammed her down onto the floor. She said this was the pattern. Whenever she got any measure of success, he would beat me down to let me know he was in charge. She also said when she was taping X Factor, she was about to tape a segment with Usher, and he got very jealous and punched her with a closed fist in the face, split her lip. And then she said she couldn't work with the injury, and he said she should have thought about that before deciding to flirt with an F. Usher. Now, she also talks about the London Olympics. She said he punched her with a closed fist and pushed her down on the carpet and burned her skin and pushed her face against the carpet and actually scabbed her with the rug burns. And then she had to say that she injured herself by running in her heels. And she says he got the nanny pregnant. Yeah. And wanted them all three to live together with the baby, and ultimately demanded the nanny get an abortion and ended up paying the nanny over $300,000 of her money in hush money. And she says that she also tried to take an entire bottle of aspirin, and then she called 911 and he blocked her and said, "Die, bitch." And that he has sex tapes of her and would threaten to release these sex tapes and ruin her entire career. He would force her to participate in sexual intercourse with him and random women, and he would secretly record these encounters, and she would try to resist, and he would threaten to release the sex tapes. So she was scared. He was threatening to ruin her career and take her kids away. Here's how Stephen Belafonte responded.
You know what my comment to this is? Actually, you know what? Because that is the mother of my children. I really am really distraught in my brain that this, how this is going to affect our children and the depths that she's gone to. I'm shocked at those allegations, and that's what it is. I think someone's trying to set me up to look like a bad guy. I mean, obviously, you saw my house got raided and no one found anything. It's accusation after accusation, but we'll have our day in court. And, you know, like I said, man, I just feel we have children. We have beautiful children. If anyone knows our children, they're beautiful, amazing kids that are on the internet. They're on social media. Why do this? We were friends 2 weeks ago.
Well, he knew Mel B was Usher's type because Usher like him old.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report, but that's a horrific story.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, let's get in some front page news. Now, congratulations to North Carolina, the men's team. They won a national title. They beat Gonzaga 71-65.
Salute to the North Carolina Tar Heels. They're not the Gamecocks, but I'm not mad at them.
And also congratulations to Patrick Ewing. He's named the new coach of Georgetown. He actually played for Georgetown. Who else played for him? Alonzo Mourning,
Dikembe Mutombo, Allen Iverson. Uh-huh. God bless Patrick Ewing. I used to live in Fort Lee, New Jersey, and I would see Patrick Ewing all the time, mm-hmm. walking in the CVS, looking like his knees are absolutely killing him.
Yeah. He actually gets a haircut at the same place we get haircuts, so I used to see him all the time
Did he? What kind of chair did he sit in? Even if he sat in a regular barber chair, he'd still be taller than most barbers.
Nah, his upper body, but his lower body was long, so his legs would hang off the chair, but his upper body was good.
Oh, got you.
Now let's talk about the dictionary. Some words added to the dictionary?
Yes, dictionary.com has added 300 new words, and some of those words, they added dabbing, cheat day, man bun. Neither one of you can have a man bun, so that doesn't matter. Mic drop, smackdown, sex, slay. Slay should have always been in there, but I guess they might have given it a different definition.
Mm-hmm.
All right, also, hangry has been added.
Friendsversary.
I guess that's the anniversary of when you have a friendship with somebody. Teachable moment has also been added.
By the way, none of those words are actually words. Those are some of those are like phrases.
Like struggle bus? What's a struggle bus?
Struggle butt.
Bus.
Oh. Struggle bus? I would say that's probably the short bus, maybe.
What's a struggle bus?
A struggle bus? Probably
no,
the Peter
not
Pan
struggle,
bus.
Struggle.
The Peter Pan bus. Like if you a girl and a guy tells you, like, look, I want you to come see me down south and
go
you
to
from
dictionary.com.
And he puts you on the Peter Pan bus.
You gotta take the struggle
you
bus.
You on the struggle bus.
Right now, let me see what
Peter
it says.
Pan bus struggle. Or the China bus is definitely the struggle bus.
Bus.
The MARTA in Atlanta, depending, you know. Oh, there's a MARTA train.
Okay, struggle bus is slang for a task or a situation that seems difficult or frustrating. Example, with no sleep last night, I'll be on the struggle bus today.
Okay.
Man.
I don't know.
See, you guys were wrong. It's not the Peter Pan bus.
By the way, none of those words are necessary for the dictionary.
All right, now let's talk about what happened in Russia.
Man, a terrible situation in Russia. There was a train explosion in St. Petersburg, Russia. 11 people were killed. And over 51 people were injured. Four of them are in critical condition right now. They have identified a suspect. His name is Akbarjan Jalilov. And they are now saying they don't know what group is responsible for this attack, what group he is tied to. But they are describing this as a terrorist act. So they don't have specifics on what group they believe is responsible. Yet there was two devices. There was a second larger device that was also found and diffused at another station. That device was hidden in a fire extinguisher, and it was actually larger than the one that went off, according to media reports.
Wow. Oh, rest in peace, anybody that lost their life, and condolences to the family. And that's front page news. Now, when we come back, 800-585-1051, let's change gears. Have you ever been pressured into buying something?
Never.
The other day, I seen Yee had a new phone case.
Oh, man.
When I seen it, I said, oh, that's $1,200, $1,300 right there. She said, how did you know? I said, because I seen the price and I wouldn't buy it. I thought it was too expensive.
But by the way, I just want to say I got a lot of compliments on this phone case.
So now what happened when you went to buy this phone case?
Well, I just thought it was a nice case. I estimated in my head how much can this case be, possibly. And
you thought maybe $300, maybe $400 the most.
I was thinking even a little bit more than that. I'd have been fine with this. So I was like, I'm going to just get it.
Look at these first world problems.
But at that time, there was like a bunch of people talking to me that worked there. Everybody was saying hi. And I, when they rang it up, I thought they rang up a pair of shoes or something by accident.
No, it was just that one phone case.
It was the phone case.
And you felt pressured. You didn't want to say, nah, forget it.
It was too late to turn back. Sometimes when you get to the register, it's too late to turn back. Sometimes you think something's on sale and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And they already rang it up. And then you feel like, I don't want to be like, no, I don't want it now.
You only feel that way when you care about what other people think.
And sometimes you have to, in my
opinion.
Yeah, sometimes it's just too far.
Absolutely not.
Sometimes you just went too far.
Well, 800-585-1051. Have you ever been pressured into buying something?
Maybe you went to go eat, and sometimes they don't have the price on the menu next to certain things, or it's market price, and you don't know until the check comes.
That happens a lot. Or you go to the counter, and you didn't know a shirt was that expensive, but you feel stupid, so you got to buy it anyway.
Well, y'all tripping. I reserve the right to not spend my money. I've been broke. I've been unemployed four times.
Charlamagne, I've been with you when you ordered a bottle in the club and wasn't aware how much it was.
Yeah, but we already
drank
the bottle. That's different.
But you didn't know how much it was.
I bet you if I hadn't popped that bottle back, I'd have gave that bottle right back. If I hadn't opened that bottle yet, I'd have been like, here, you can take this back. Thank you. Charlemagne the God does not want this. Y'all care too much about what people think.
800-585-1051. Have you ever been pressured into buying something?
It's too late.
Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're taking your calls. 800-585-1051. Have you ever been pressured into buying something? Now, a couple days ago, Yee walked in with his new Louis Vuitton case.
Which is very nice, by the way.
It is very nice. I know exactly the price of it because I checked it before I asked, and it said, I think, like 12 and change. With taxes, $1,300. And I was like, hell no, I ain't buying that. So when I seen it, I was like, wow, Yee actually bought it. And I was like, well, you bought the case. She was like, yeah, I didn't know it was that until I got to the register.
It's too late. They rang it up. I had it on my phone already.
Right.
So they already had it out of the packaging. It was on my phone.
So you felt pressured to buy it and you couldn't bring it back.
It was, yeah. It was. And you know what? Now that I have it, I do really like it. Would I have, in retrospect, known the price ahead of time and purchased it? Most likely not.
By the way, you only care about stuff like that when you care what other people think. If you don't care what other people think, you will pull back your... If you don't care what nobody other, if you don't care what other people, th- if you don't care what nobody, If you don't care what nobody other, if you don't care what other people think, you will pull back your money. It doesn't matter when it is. Personally, I reserve the right to not spend my money. I don't care if I'm at the register. I don't care if it's the bottom of the ninth inning, 2 minute warning in the fourth quarter. I grew up on a dirt road in Mounts Corner, South Carolina. I've been poor. I've been fired 4 times. I've collected unemployment checks. If I'm not comfortable spending my money, I'm not spending my money.
Well, I'm sure a lot of average people have, in certain instances, you know, didn't realize how much something cost and might have purchased it.
Well, you know, see, with me too, I remember going to a club one time. And the bad thing with going to the club, you just assume that a bottle of liquor is not that expensive.
No, you don't.
And I remember it was my manager's birthday.
You know it's expensive.
We went to Greenhouse. Used to be open in the city.
Oh, man.
And I bought a bottle. And after gratuity and everything, now the bottle was already open. They already started pouring drinks. It was $700.
$700.
For one bottle.
$100. You could have bought a phone case.
Now
but see, that's different, though. The difference in that situation is they already opened the bottle.
But like, you could have asked ahead of time how much is a bottle.
I just didn't assume it was $700.
And if I would have asked ahead of time and they would have told me $700, I would have said, no, thank you.
I'd have said, we ain't getting a table to God today, fellas. We got to go to the bar.
And you know what? And you know why guys feel bad about that? Because you'll say no, thank you, and the girl will be like, what? You ain't balling? No, I'm not. I don't have it.
Well, you know, the bad thing about it is that whole night I didn't enjoy myself because all I was thinking about was
that you spent $700 on a bottle.
Yes. 800-585-1051.
But then you have to say to yourself, you know what? I get so much free stuff all the time.
Nah, I didn't think that. I was pissed.
This is just a little donation.
Nah. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Mel from South Carolina.
Hey, Mel, have you ever been pressured into buying something?
Yes, I have. Like, this girl I used to talk to, like, her father and her cousin, you know, like, We all went to dinner along with like their aunts and their kids or whatever, and like, you know, we were the three main guys that were at the table, and like the dinner was like over $300, and like the they wanted to split it kind of like three ways, and then I was looking at the bill like, damn, like I'm kind of on a budget right now, but you know, I couldn't back down, man. I had to go ahead and buy that food and, you know, make myself look good. I couldn't look like no cheap dude.
Why can't you look like a cheap dude?
In front of her family?
He ain't want back down.
Charlamagne right. The God is Frugal Vandross. I would have screamed to the whole table, look, I'm on a budget. So, can anybody help me out here?
Now, I can understand that when you're
with 50 on this
when you're with somebody's family and it's a special occasion, you don't want to be the person that's acting like you're stingy with your money.
Keyword is somebody's family, not my family.
Hello, who's this?
Who this family
this
I'm
is
with?
Casey.
Hey, Casey. Good morning. You ever been pressured into buying something?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. If I think it's too much, I'm putting it back.
That's it.
I have something called a budget. So when I get that register and it's way more than I thought it was, I'm putting it back.
That's it. Simple as that. Salute to everybody out there that's out here on a budget. Okay.
Hello, who's this?
My name is Diana. I'm calling from Boca Raton, Florida.
Hey, Diana. You ever been pressured into buying something?
Yes, my current car.
Oh, wow. How did that happen? A car?
So basically, you know, I went at the end of the year, you know, when they have all the good sales or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, got the little flyer in the mail. So I was like, okay, let me go check them out. Because at the time, I was driving like a 07 Toyota Yaris that had like over 100,000 miles on it.
All right, get something new and fresh.
So test drive the car. I liked the price. I was like, okay, you know, nothing. So once they sat down with me, ran my credit, and went to the bank, they were trying to kill me with some high-ass interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
They came to me 3 times with different interest rates. And I told them flat out, I will walk out of here and continue driving my bucket to the wheels fall off.
Yeah, right.
Agreeing to that, because at the end of the day, I have other bills.
You bought that
I'm
car, though.
I'm not trying to look good.
And they kept putting
so
the pressure on you.
Back about 10 times, I finally got what I wanted.
Right. Did you get the interest rate you wanted?
Determined. It was at the point that the manager, the general manager, got involved. Because I guess they really wanted, because I had no problem. I grabbed my purse about plenty of times to get up.
It was full,
and I did not care.
Thank you, Mama. Them car dealers be putting pressure on you, though.
Yeah, well, they do.
If you want it, leave $500 deposit. No, I ain't leaving no damn deposit. I'm out of here.
By the way, can't nobody put pressure on you to spend your money. It's your money at the end of the day. You hold all the cards in that situation. I'm in a situation like that right now.
What?
It was something I still may or may not invest in,
mm-hmm.
but as we get closer to signing, I'm not feeling comfortable.
Mm.
I don't care that it's bottom of the ninth. I don't care that there's 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. What that got to do with y'all? This is my money.
800-585-1051. Have you ever been pressured into buying something? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're asking, have you ever been pressured into buying something? Now, a couple days ago, Yee walked in with a new Louis Vuitton iPhone case.
First world problems.
Now, I noticed it was $1,300, and I was like, wow, that was very expensive. I didn't want to buy it.
You keep on changing the price of it, too,
by
the way.
It was like $1,200 with taxes, $1,300.
$1,200 for a phone case?
With taxes, $1,300.
Y'all are making some money. I need a raise.
Right. So Yee walks in and says, well, I really didn't want to buy it. When I got to register, they said $1,200.
I was thinking it was going to be like $400, $500. I was like, all right, I'll splurge on myself a little on something I use every single day.
So she bought it. She felt pressure to buy it, and she had to do it. Now, Charlamagne doesn't care. Charlamagne has bought jeans from Barney's and then returned them.
Oh, let's talk about that. iHeart Music Festival 2000, maybe 14, 15.
Yeah, 14 to 15.
Salute to Sophie Green. Sophie Green took me to Bonnie's and was gassing me up.
She was like, please stop saying that I did that.
Was gassing me up to buy some stuff that I wouldn't normally buy. So I bought me some jeans from Bonnie's. Now, I forgot what kind of jeans they were, but you know, them little fancy tight-ass jeans with leather all over.
Zippers all over.
With zippers all over.
You look like Envy for the day.
About $1,700, right? I ain't take not ned tag off. After I wore them to iHeart Music Festival, on Monday, I took them right back. You know why I took them right back? Because in my mind, me being the frugal Vandross man that I am,
right,
I could not fathom spending $1,700 on a pair of jeans.
You're embarrassing.
Not where I'm from.
You are embarrassing.
I grew up on a dirt road in Monk's Corner, South Carolina. I've been unemployed 4 times. I've collected unemployment checks. I took them jeans right back and did not have a shame in the world.
Well, at the end of the day, you know what I realize I do? I spend a lot more money on other people than I spend on myself. Like, I do a lot of stuff for other people. And I was like, I'm going to just not worry about it. Get myself this phone case. I work hard. I deserve it.
And by the way, I'm not allowed in Barney's anymore.
and you almost got Sophie kicked out of there, too, because you keep on telling
that
story.
I don't care.
I know.
I don't need to be in there anyway. So God knows the limitations to set on my life.
And the only other time I was pressured, I was with my son, and we were at the game. And I thought court-sized seats were only going to be like $600. So I was like, yeah. I was like, you know what? We're sitting too far back. I get courtside. And they told me $1,500 each seat. And I could not look at my son and say, no. I couldn't look at him and say no.
But you can't look at your son and tell your son, look, man, either you eat this week or we sitting courtside. We're not picky poison.
But we ain't eat that week. We sat courtside. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Terrence DJ Izzy. I love you guys.
Hey, we love you back. You ever been pressured into buying something?
One time, I went to a barbershop with my two kids. This is when they were younger. And I was given a $3 tip for each kid. So I had a $5 bill, a $1 bill, and a $20 bill. And I gave the guy what I thought was $6. But he was so excited about the tip. So I was like, wow, like people must only give like a dollar tip. And when I got in the car, I realized I had given him $21. And I only had a $5 bill left in my hand.
Why you ain't go back and get your money?
I was too embarrassed because he was so excited about the tip.
Yeah.
I didn't even know how to turn around and go back.
And now you had to leave him with that. That was God bless. You got to leave him with that one.
Yeah.
I didn't know where you're going to get haircuts with a head, but it's only $5 for a cut, though.
The haircut, I think it was like $6 back then or $7.
Now, listen, you sound to me like you're taking your son somewhere where he guaranteed to get ringworms. So $6.
$5 a cut.
You ain't putting no alcohol on your head after that cut.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what it do? What it do? CTG, Greg in Brooklyn.
What's up, bro?
What's up? What's up, my brother?
That's it. That's right, your brother. What it do? Yo, got caught up in the mix, you know. I seen a shorty with a fatty, so I tried to pull over and holler at her. You know, we started kicking it. Next thing you know, I was paying like $250 for a date. You know, shorty had a fatty.
Oh, that was a prostitute, bro.
Did you have sex with her?
I mean, I tore it down.
Oh, my God.
So you had sex with you paid a prostitute.
Yeah, you paid a prostitute.
I paid a prostitute. I got caught up.
Oh, my goodness.
I couldn't turn back, CCG. You never got caught up like that?
No, I've never got caught up with a prostitute, sir. If I ever was with a woman for sex and I paid for it, I knew I was paying for it beforehand.
This guy's crazy. I couldn't turn back.
Now, I'm not going to lie. I'm looking up this phone case online. They actually have a phone case at Louis Vuitton for $5,500 as well.
Well,
you should get that one.
No, I'll pass.
Who are y'all rich people? Y'all are rich.
What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is, man, you got to be fearless when it comes to life. And careless when it comes to what people think and say about you. Because if you don't care what people think and say about you, you will pull your money back regardless of what the situation is.
My moral of the story is don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself.
Yeah. Well, everybody can't treat themselves to $5,500 phone cases. But I know if I'm in the front of a line at a register and something is too much money, how much is this phone case? $1,500. I don't care if there's 7 people behind me that all listen to The Breakfast Club, that all watch Uncommon Sense, that all buying my book. Charlamagne is going to say, oh, too rich for my blood. You can have it. I'm good.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way, Yee.
Yes, we are going to talk about Mike Epps. He has had to apologize. And all of this because he bought a kangaroo on stage in Detroit. It was a lot of drama behind that kangaroo.
All right. This story sounds high. this whole story sounds high.
You know, I thought when I first seen the video, I thought it was fake. I was like, yeah, they didn't bring a kangaroo on stage. But they really did. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, this is something that you never thought somebody would get in trouble for, bringing a kangaroo on stage. Now, Mike Epps is being accused of animal cruelty. That is because they are saying that he mistreated an animal after cameras caught him on stage alongside a kangaroo in Detroit.
So nobody cares about where he got the kangaroo from in Detroit?
I was thinking the same thing. Where the hell did that
kangaroo
come from?
Like, how we jump right to animal cruelty? Can we at least figure out where the goddamn kangaroo came from first?
I mean, I guess he thought it would be a good stunt at the end of his show. The guy who owned the kangaroo bought the kangaroo on stage.
Why does somebody in Detroit own the kangaroo?
If you have Revolt TV, you can see the video footage.
That just looks so crazy, man.
It looks just as crazy when Mike Epps brings out the dude with the little arm to do chicken wing. You ain't never seen chicken wing?
No.
You never seen chicken wing? Chicken wing got the little arm?
Just a side note, I seen the smallest person that I ever seen in my life yesterday in the strip club. Just
was it a,
what does it have to do with
person?
This kangaroo?
It was a real little...
Because you can't say midget anymore. So was it a little person?
It was smaller than a little person. It was... She was. I took a picture with her, too. She was, like, to my knee.
Was her ass fat, though?
She wasn't dancing. She was chilling.
You
oh,
guys,
she was
can
there.
I
she
finish the rumors?
I'm sorry.
I mean, this man started talking about midgets with fat asses. I want to hear the story.
All right, so Mike Epps Heston's had to apologize now. He posted this. He said, look, I want to sincerely apologize to everybody. I don't own a kangaroo. I did not mean any harm to the animal. It got out of hand, and I'm sorry. And like I said, I will be donating money to this foundation, Save the Kangaroos. Here's what he said.
The plan was to, while I was on the stage, was to take the kangaroo and just run across the back of the stage. And, like, I didn't know what was going on. And I was, that's not what happened. They end up bringing the kangaroo up and wanting to show the kangaroo off on the front of the stage. And it just made me look bad, man. And like I said, I apologize. This was bad on my part. And it'll never happen again. And I'm looking forward to donate money to the Kangaroo Foundation, Viva. I'm looking forward to doing anything to have cruelty to animals just to show people that I love animals.
This politically correct culture is so out of hand. So now, if you offend people that like kangaroos, you got to donate to a kangaroo foundation?
Well, the kangaroo did look distressed.
The kangaroo looked distressed. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, because it's in Detroit. Don't got nothing to do with being on stage. I'm a kangaroo.
If you look at the video footage, look at the poor kangaroo.
Yeah,
man.
Kangaroo trying to get out of Dodge.
I can understand he probably
swing at somebody.
The kangaroo would have fun. It just doesn't look fun.
Listen, by the way, human beings go to Detroit and feel uncomfortable around some of them niggas. So imagine how a kangaroo feel.
He was definitely uncomfortable.
All right, so that's...
Where's the kangaroo at now?
Where did it
get from?
With the owner.
How do we know that the kangaroo isn't in worse conditions now than on that stage?
We don't know.
Exactly. Somebody need to keep track of the kangaroo.
But we do know that Mike Epps has apologized.
And donated some money.
All right, Alex Rodriguez. Now, we all know that he's dating Jennifer Lopez now. But not only is he dating her, he's also bringing her to very important business meetings. She's actually like his secret weapon. Now, they said that J-Lo is a respectable businesswoman, and Alex Rodriguez actually really respects her mind for business. He's been fielding all different kinds of offers since he retired. So this meeting, he felt like, let me bring my lady in because she knows what she's doing. She knows how to make money. So that's a fact. And let's speak about baseball a little bit more. Married Mets legend Jose Reyes is expected in court because he has to take a paternity test. Now he's being sued because he got a TV host, Christina Sanchez, pregnant. They have a 7-year-old love child. But he's asking for a DNA test to prove paternity because she's saying he's been paying child support a little bit and spending time with the baby when she was born, but still keeping the child a secret from the family. She doesn't want him to take a DNA test because she says it could further the child's feeling of abandonment. So she wants no DNA
test. How
old's
the child?
He wants a DNA test. 7 years old now.
Child ain't even gonna know if they take a DNA test. How the child gonna know?
Yeah, I think he should definitely take
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
I guess what happened was it was a secret love child. His wife found out about it, and then he cut himself off from the child and stopped paying support.
Why come into that young man's life and ruin it now? That man's been doing just fine. He's 7 years old. Let him continue to grow the way that he was growing. No need for me
it's
to
a young
come
girl.
In.
It's a daughter.
Oh, young girl. No need for me to come in and disrupt this situation.
I mean, if it's his, he should definitely take care of his child.
Yeah, if it's his. But right. seven's pretty up there.
Well, she's saying that at first he was paying child support until his wife found out about the secret love child, and then he cut them off.
Oh.
So she wants to make sure. But she's also asking that he don't take a DNA test.
No,
she's
got to take a DNA test.
All right, and congratulations. Let's do a good, happy story. John Cena and Nikki, we told you about them getting engaged. And John Cena says that she should have known a proposal was coming because he had told her that one time while he was under morphine. Here's what happened.
She's been by my side through a lot of surgeries. And I make a joke because I know when they put you under anesthesia, you got like 20 minutes where you're out of it. But you can talk, and you don't remember what's going on.
Syrup.
And I leaned down, and I asked if you can hear me. And she said, yes. I said, well, I have one question for you. She said, what? So you know someday I'm going to marry you.
Oh, I can't.
For a year and a half.
At all.
She always brings up, like, when are you going to tell me what we talked about? And I just kept saying, when the time is right.
Oh, that's cute. And we told you previously he proposed during WrestleMania on Sunday. So congratulations to them again. I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey of the day for Monday, April 4th, goes to the Sanford Police Department in Florida. And a man named Alan Dion Cachet, I believe his last name is. See, as far as I'm concerned, both of them are responsible for the death of a mother and her son. First of all, RIP to Latina Vernetta Herring. She, along with her eight-year-old son, was shot and killed by her boyfriend, a coward named Alan Dion Cachet. Now, according to the New York Daily News, Latina Vernetta Herring had called Sanford cops twice last Monday to complain about her boyfriend, but was told by responding officers to stop calling 911 and making false accusations. Mm. 3 hours later, this coward, Alan, kicked in her door and unloaded an AK-47, killing her and her son. Listen to what I just said. Latina Vernetta Herring and her eight-year-old son were both shot and killed by the man she was calling police to complain about. 3 hours after the 911 calls, the coward kicked in Latina's door and let the chopper sing, and the Sanford Police Department in Sanford, Florida, did absolutely nothing to prevent this from happening. They told her to stop calling 911 and making false accusations. I can't make this kind of stuff up, nor would I make this kind of stuff up. Let's go to WESH NBC 2 News Orlando for the report, please.
3 hours before Latina Herring was murdered, she can be seen on police body camera video arguing with her boyfriend, Alan Cash, the man accused of taking his AK-47 and going on a shooting rampage, killing Herring, her eight-year-old son, and attempting to kill her seven-year-old son, her father, and two other bystanders. Sanford police were called to this Wawa at 3:20 in the morning, then again 20 minutes later to a home on Hayes Drive.
Yeah, she's making calls like she's eight. The second time she's done it.
But it's clear from the video that police are not taking Herring's concerns seriously.
She's the one that's been calling him all night.
Yep.
And making she first said he had a gun when she didn't.
At one point, police tell Herring to stop calling 911.
We're going to handle it, man. Just stop calling 911 and making accusations that you don't know about, all right?
Police say the couple was just arguing and it was not physical, calling it a civil matter. No reason to arrest anyone.
This situation is sad on so many levels. Latina Vernetta Herring is essentially dead because her community failed her. See, a man's job in the community is to protect and provide for his family. Nowadays, we need to bring back the it takes a village mentality because men in general should be protecting and providing for all families in the community. And police officers, their job is to protect and serve the community. So if a man is failing his community and is threatening the life of some women and kids in the community, he's damn sure not protecting. And if the police are ignoring the pleas of Herring, if she has reached out to them and asked for help and they aren't taking her serious, then they aren't serving and they damn sure aren't protecting. So far as I'm concerned, the Sanford Police Department has Latina Herring and her son's blood on their hands as well. Latina is dead because her community failed her, okay? A poet by the name of Henrik Ibsen once said in a community, a community is like a ship. Okay, everyone ought to be prepared to take the helm. In this situation, nobody took control of this ship, and the ship wrecked. So I understand Alan Dion Cachet pulled the trigger, committed the murders, but if the Sanford Police Department had properly did their jobs, then this situation wouldn't have happened. How could you tell her to stop calling 911? Our whole life we've been taught in case of emergency, call 911. So if I call 911 and they tell me stop calling 911, what am I supposed to do? I call the police who are here to protect and serve me, and they don't even take my threat serious, and then a few hours later, I get killed by the same person the police told me wasn't a threat. Somebody in the Sanford Police Department needs to hold themselves accountable. Somebody in the Sanford Police Department needs to be on their knees praying to whatever God they believe in for forgiveness, because a mother and her son is dead because someone in the Sanford Police Department did not do their due diligence in regards to Alan Dion Cachet being a threat. Now, I hope the deaths of Latina Herring and her son haunt Alan, and I hope Alan doesn't get a good night's rest ever until he dies. But to the police in the Sanford Police Department who responded to Latina's calls but did nothing, I don't see how y'all can sleep at night either. Please give Alan Dion Cachet and Latina Herring the biggest hee-haw, please. And in the words of Flavor Flav and Public Enemy, 911 is a joke. Okay? This is exactly why those brothers made that song a couple decades ago.
All right.
Well, that breaks my heart.
Come on, man.
Well, thank you for the donkey today, sir. Now, when we come back, 800-585-105, when we were talking behind the scenes and ye asked a question, and we said we're going to say on air, which is...
We were talking about, have you ever been in a relationship that you were scared to get out of? You hear a story like that. And then earlier, we were talking about Mel B and her estranged husband, Stephen Belafonte. Now, there's information coming out. Mel B has made a declaration about abuse and years of abuse from back to 2007 when she was having the Dancing with the Stars finale, and she says that he choked her, he put his hands around her neck. She said he would beat me down to let me know he was in charge, and whenever she achieved any measure of success, that's what would happen. And she goes on to discuss how he was basically blackmailing her. He had videotapes of her having sex and participating in sexual intercourse with him and random women. And he would tell her that if she left him, he would destroy her career.
So 800-585-1051. I guess the question is, have you ever been in a relationship that you were scared to get out of? Call us up right now. We'd love to hear your story. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Angela, you gave us an update on what's going on with Mel B.
That's right. She is getting a divorce, and she has gotten a restraining order from her husband, Stephen Belafonte. Now, in her declaration, she says that she was abused. She also says that Stephen got their nanny pregnant and said he wanted her and the baby to all live together. She also says that at one point, she even tried to take a whole entire bottle of aspirin, and he blocked her from calling 911 and told her to die, bitch, and she tried to leave him many times, she said, but he threatened me with violence and threatened to destroy my life in every possible way.
And you hear that story, and then you hear the story about, you know, Latina Vernetta Herring, who got killed by her boyfriend when he kicked the door in and shot her and her son with an AK-47.
Mm-mm-mm.
Jesus Christ. You got to take these threats from these men serious.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. Have you ever been in a relationship that it was hard to get out of, or you were scared to get out of? Ye, have you?
I don't know that I've ever been scared to get out of a relationship, but it's been difficult. Mm-hmm. Like, I had a situation where the police actually had to come and remove him from the premises. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think at certain times people have a wake-up call, but sometimes it is a little nerve-wracking. Some people are crazy. You don't know what they might do, or you right. might feel like they could harm somebody in your family, your children, harm you if you leave them. Sometimes people feel like they're doing this because they love me. We see a lot of situations where women stay with a man who's abusive, and we say, oh my God, why wouldn't she just leave him? But sometimes it's not that easy.
Right. All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Laura from Queens.
Hey, Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, have you ever been in a situation or a relationship where it was just hard to get out of?
Absolutely. And people have a misconception that, you know, a bad relationship is only an abusive relationship, but it can also be mental, as it was for me. My current ex, we were together for 9 years, and after a while, the controlling, mm-hmm. the manipulation, the sneaking up, and then once I realized this is not for me, it got to the point where he would come to my job and try to get me fired. He would break into my house while at work or on vacation. He would steal my car
That's
and, like,
crazy.
Park it a couple of blocks away just to make it seem like I'm losing my mind. Or he would just be sitting in my couch when I walk into my house, and I'm like, how the hell did you just get in here?
How did you get rid of him?
Well, I mean, listen, unfortunately, the system failed because it took multiple times to get a restraining order. And even a restraining order is just a piece of paper. A lot of police officers do not want to do their jobs and feel like, oh, you'll get over it, or you're just overreacting. And it took that he stole my daughter and kidnapped her. And it took that for them to realize that I'm not crazy. This is a man who's trying to ruin my life.
Don't cry, baby. I'm so sorry. I always wonder about situations like this. I wonder, like, if a woman calls the police on a man once and the police don't take the threat serious, but the woman is letting the police know, look, this man is a threat to me. If that woman does do something to that man, like kill him or shoot
him. Listen, the only reason why I got the courage to walk away was because that was going to be the case one day. And I looked at my daughter and I said, she has no one.
Right.
I can't. But the system will definitely, unfortunately, I get it. There's a lot of women who have lied and done shady things to get back at their men, but you know, the few that do fall from the cracks and are honest and are saying the truth, sometimes are just looked up as a number because we're all the same.
Yeah.
Latins, blacks, we're all just looked the same. And it's scary because there were a couple of times that I felt like, is he going to kill me?
Right.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Well, hold your head, Mama. You out of that situation now, baby.
Well, I mean, you know what, though? The sad thing is I have a child with him. Mm. You never really are. And that thought behind your head, like, if he ever sees me getting married or moving on...
He might go crazy,
he might
right?
go, yes.
Take that from me.
Okay, well, it's
a real struggle. Situation.
And thank you so much for calling and sharing your story.
Absolutely.
I know it was difficult.
Thank you. I love y'all. Keep doing what y'all doing.
Now, you do know in New York you are allowed to have a firearm in your home to protect yourself. Just in case, right? You do know that. You can go get a firearm if need be, if you need to protect yourself.
Is that true? Because you know New York gun law script.
You can have it only in your home.
Okay.
Actually, if you, I've had lawyers kind of represent me. So the thing is, yes, you can, but it's very sticky, very expensive. And God forbid anything happens, you will have a longer sentence than a real, like, petty thief that probably is carrying.
Okay.
It's crazy. Right. They make it difficult. The system makes it so... But I feel like the victim continuously gets victimized.
Right.
That's what I feel.
Well, keep documenting everything and keep living, all right, Mama? Thank you for sharing
and
your story.
And all I can say is, women, please wake up. Don't ever think it's going to change because it gets worse. You cannot put a blind eye because that's exactly what I did. They make you feel guilty. They mm-hmm. make you feel like it's you, and it is not. No one deserves to be in a relationship where they feel lesser than or feel like they are a victim in their own homes. Right. Walk away. Even if it takes you, there are programs that are amazing that can help you. Don't ever feel, even if you're alone, because I'm here alone. I have no family, and right. he knew that. And there is a way out. Don't wait till it gets to the point where either your child is missing or you're dead. It's
See,
not worth it.
And this has been an ongoing trend. We had Mary J. Blige up here the other day, and she talked about how terribly Ken Do would treat her just mentally.
Right.
You know, beating her down. So,
well, 800,
you know what we need, man? We need F-Boy
one.
Busters. The way they got Ghostbusters, you need F-Boy Busters. Who are you going to call? F-Boy Busters, and they come wash up your abusive, overbearing boyfriend, baby daddy, or husband.
Well, 800-585-1051. If you are in a relationship that it was hard to get out or you were scared to get out, call us now. We'd love to hear your story. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Migos with Bad and Bougie. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're asking, have you ever been in a relationship that it was hard to get out of? We've been talking about these cases this whole last week, whether it was Mel B and her husband, Mary J. Blige and her husband, and we're just taking your calls. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name, Mama?
Oh, Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. You ever been in a relationship that was hard to get out of?
Yeah.
What happened? What's your story, Mama?
Well, I was with this guy for like about a year, and he was really, really abusive, and he was on house arrest. I wasn't. I could have left whenever I wanted to, but I think it's more of a mental prison that you're in, mm-hmm. you know, rather than a physical prison. I mean, a man can always outweigh a woman, so he's always going to stop her no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
The one time I did try to leave, he took a gun to my head.
Whoa.
It had blank bullets in it. He pulled the trigger. Like, I didn't know what was going to happen.
Wow. That sounds
Who are
great.
You guys?
So did after that, you stayed wow. after that because you were scared to leave?
Well, after that, I think I was in a coma for about a week.
Oh,
I was
my
sleeping.
God.
Oh, he pistol whipped you.
And... Oh, he kept me in his house because I was on house arrest. So, of course, he's not going to call a cracker.
Why was you on house arrest?
I mean, the cops, yeah. So he pistol whipped you and you knocked out.
He was on house arrest for actually putting his hands on another woman. And I didn't know that until after the fact, already being in a relationship with him. And you're young. I was really young.
Yeah.
super naive. I made like really bad choices.
Right. And, you know, some people think it's so easy to just leave somebody that doesn't treat you good. But sometimes mentally we just, I don't know what happens. We get trapped.
You're in a prison. You're in a prison. It really is. You're in a mental prison.
Oh, I thank God that I can't relate because I'm a bit of a sociopath. I would leave your ass in a heartbeat.
Did you tell anybody about it? Or were you?
At first, no. I was super scared. When I left, I had nothing. And I went back to my mom and she helped me out. She didn't ask no questions.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's what mom and pop should do. Is your pop around?
No, my dad was never in my life. But I had some family friends who have people in law enforcement. They forced me to press charges on them because at the time I didn't want to. I was really scared.
You know
why?
You're
so scared even though you're gone.
Because he put it in your head that if you call them people on him, then you ain't no good.
Right.
And you ain't down.
Yeah.
But thanks for sharing your story, Mama.
By the way, the same way y'all had that website, Don't Date Them, can y'all create a website that's like Don't Date Them, but for like the abusive men out there? Because like how she said she was dating a guy and didn't know that the guy was beat another woman up before.
Hello, who's this? Yeah, you're right.
Hey, yo, this G from LeBron land, but I'm in Brooklyn. What's good? How y'all doing this morning?
So, good, how are you?
From Cleveland, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. LeBron land. That actually dope. That's a good way to remarket. LeBron land.
Now, you was in a relationship. You was scared to leave, bro?
Yeah, I most definitely was, you know, and I'm going to tell you why. When I first got with her, you know, I had never been with a chick like that where, you know what I'm saying, she had not track marks, but she had, you know what I'm saying, lines from, I guess she used to cut herself.
Oh, trying to kill herself.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So every time I would try to break up with her, and she was pregnant, actually, with my twins.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I'm saying? She would be threatening that she would kill herself and
right.
kill my kids and stuff like that. So, you know what I'm saying? As time progressed.
There's so many women, actually, that I know of that have threatened to kill themselves if their man left them. Mm-hmm. And as a man, you would feel like, oh, my God, if I do leave her, I don't want her to actually do that because then I feel responsible.
Hello, who's this?
Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. Have you ever been in a relationship you were scared to leave?
Yes, I was for 2 years.
What happened?
Basically, I was dating a guy who was very charming in the beginning. I mean, take me out on dates, be so sweet, you know, gifts, everything extravagant.
Right.
And then once he finally had me, if I can use those terms, we were official, then the disgusting monster came out. Like he would, it started as verbal abuse. And then it started with the threats. And then it became physical. It became physical to the point where I was getting choked, kicked, spit at.
Oh my gosh.
Anything. And this happened so long ago, but it's like talking about it.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Brings back so many awful memories. But I feel like women that go through this abuse need to find their strength and know that they're better than the abuse and better than what that person says that they are, and that never to fall for the words that they say might say to us. It's absolutely awful what these guys or women sometimes are also can be abusers, what
right.
they do to another person.
You feel good now, right, baby?
Yeah.
You look good, don't you?
I'm in a healthy, beautiful relationship right now.
There you go.
Thank God that I was able to get out of that.
There you go.
And when you're a victim, never feel like it's your fault. You have to realize the other person is sick. It's not anything that you did wrong. You shouldn't feel ashamed.
Absolutely.
Do you feel sexy?
It's never us. It's never us.
Do you feel sexy? Do you have a man that makes you feel loved?
Yes.
Does he tell you how good that vagina is on a daily basis?
Every night.
All right,
Mama.
Thank God.
Thank you for giving us a voice.
Thank you for sharing your story.
And thank you for calling and sharing your story. I know how hard it is for women to discuss these things, and men, too, that are calling up to discuss feeling trapped in a relationship.
Absolutely. What's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is death to all you cowards
Absolutely.
Who are out there mentally, physically, verbally abusing these women. If you have gotten to the point where all you want to do is kick a woman's back in, then you need to, you know, move on. Because clearly that woman ain't the woman for you anymore.
Now, we got rumors coming up?
Yes, find out about this interview that Lee Daniels did. He talks about how at one point he tried to contract HIV. Also, we'll talk about Kim Kardashian.
You got to stop Lee Daniels, man. Stop Lee Daniels 2017. Don't you just skim past what you just said, G. What did you just say?
You got to listen to rumors. He talks about how...
The rumors will be come back.
At one point, he wanted to contract HIV. He tried to.
We got
to
stop Lee Daniels 2017, man. I'm about to make that my mission, man.
All right.
What is Lee Daniels
on the way.
Doing?
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
So Lee Daniels was speaking at Loyola Marymount University School of Film and Television. He's doing this Hollywood Masters. It's an ongoing series that they do. And he talks about a lot of different things. First of all, he talks about redoing Terms of Endearment. He wants to direct that. And he wants to do that with Oprah. And here's what he said that movie would look like.
And during the 80s, when so many African-American women died because so many black men, because the church says, because your father says that you can't be gay. So you're dealing with men on the DL that are infecting African-American women. This is not longer a gay disease. It's about women that are dying. Black women are dying by the bushels.
So that's what he wants to
do. By the bushels? What are black women, crabs now? What is he talking about?
So he wants to redo Terms of Endearment, but that's going to be the whole theme of it. If he does it now, also in this talk, he discusses a lot of things, and he talks about a period of time when AIDS was wiping away all of his friends. He said, I had no friends. It was terrifying because we never knew whether you could drink from glasses or what it was. It was the most terrifying thing ever. He said, I didn't understand why it was that I wasn't dead because there were far better souls than me that were dying. I thought that I needed to go, and so I descended into drugs and into sexual bathhouses to die. That I don't have AIDS is a miracle from God. I really don't understand it because I should have had HIV. Everybody else did.
So he was trying to catch HIV?
Right. He felt like at a certain time he was just going to bathhouses and doing all this risque behavior because he was trying to get it.
He wanted to die, basically.
And all his friends had it. All his friends were dying from it. He couldn't understand why he didn't have it.
I'm going to get my Stop Lee Daniels t-shirt made right now. At least have him stop doing interviews or something. What is he talking about?
All right. Now,
I think I heard that out of context just now.
You want me to, I have the whole interview here if you want to read the whole thing.
I don't want to put that in my spirit this morning.
All right, Kim Kardashian wants to have some more babies, but she doesn't think that she can get pregnant. She suffers from placenta accreta. That's a potentially life-threatening condition when the blood vessels and other parts of the placenta grow too deeply into the uterine wall. So here's what she says is her option.
Kanye and I are just going to look into other options and see what we're comfortable with. I'm definitely leaning more towards I want to try. After talking with Kanye, I think that, I always knew that surrogacy was an option, but I didn't think it was that realistic of an option. And now I feel like that's my reality.
So I guess that's the plan now. And the rumor is, by the way, that she's already filmed a breakup scene with Kanye for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So I don't know how true that is. It could be a scene where they break up but then get back together. But according to sources, Kim Kardashian tells her mom things are not working out. She thinks that she and Kanye need time apart. Kris Jenner agrees and tells Kim that she and North can move in with her. And Kim says that she would rather rent her own house until she decides what her future with or without Kanye looks like.
Isn't that terrible? Kanye probably sitting around planning the vacation for this year, and then he sees the script for season 17 and realizes they're not going to be together.
No. Right.
At least for a little while. I don't know. That's just the rumor. I'm just reporting the rumor. All right?
The Kardashians, they've been trash, but they seem really whack now, especially being that the real life world we live in, this whole Trump administration, is way more entertaining than anything on reality television.
Right.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Up next is the People's Choice Mix. You want to hear something? 800-585-1051. Get your request in. And shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. All right. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.